I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is Studio 360. You may have recently seen a toy called a Star Wars Force Trainer. Come to think of it, you may have recently been obliged to buy that toy. It uses a wireless headset that reads your brain waves, and if you concentrate hard enough and in the right way, you can make a little ball levitate, like Luke Skywalker using the Jedi Force. This is the breakout season for mind-reading gadgets. They've all got some kind of headband with electrodes that pick up the electrical activity in your brain using EEG technology, which has been around for decades. But only now is EEG finding its way into the hands of designers and artists. Studio 360's Mark Anderson checked out some of them.
I'm watching a video of a performance that took place earlier this year. A man with a white beard is hovering in the air. He looks a little like Michelangelo's vision of God, and he seems to be having a religious experience. He's in the middle of a giant soundstage, and he's hooked up to a winch high up on the ceiling. God's eyes are closed, and he's bathed in a gently pulsating white light, and he's gradually rising toward the ceiling. Then a bell clangs, and a fanfare rings out through a giant stack of speakers. Mussorgsky. God has ascended to the rafters. After a burst of confetti, he's lowered back to the ground. This is a piece of interactive theater called The Ascent.
It was like Leonardo da Vinci meets Raymond Kurzweil meets George Lucas.
That's Yehuda Duenas, clearly not a man of modest vision. He created The Ascent.
The kernel of the idea is very interesting, but what I like about it more is what we've done with it beyond just the straight up and down.
Each ascent lasts 4 to 8 minutes. The rider is connected to a winch, and he's wearing an EEG headset with two electrodes. That headset is connected to a computer, which is controlling the winch. The goal is really to meditate, despite the dazzling light show and booming soundtrack. If your mind is relaxed, the electrical activity in your brain rises and falls at a rate of 8 to 12 cycles per second. Those are called alpha waves. That's what the rider's EEG headset is reading. It's, of course, a little more complicated than this, but basically, the stronger your alpha waves are and the longer you can hold them, the higher up the winch lifts you.
But it also creates an intense experience for the person who's the rider, and they have to let go of all of this information and rise above everything that's happening in the room. So it's really a storm of stimulation that's happening that you have to focus through.
Doing it in the actual ascent, I use imagery to get me to a place.
That's Michelle Stern. She's producer of The Ascent.
And it usually involved swimming, something physical, and being aware of my physical center and kind of letting my focus dissolve.
The Ascent was staged earlier this year in New York. When I recently met Duenas, it was in storage, so we ran a small simulation instead. He put a headset on me, wired into a laptop.
So I'm going to reset this, and you'll have 60 seconds to raise this little meter to the top and see if you can trigger the margarita.
Okay, and we're off.
He's made green, folks.
That's Jeremy Halpern, the executive producer of The Ascent.
I distracted him by saying that.
If I reach a relaxed state of mind, it triggers a little light bulb.
He's rising. He's in the blue.
If I hold that relaxed state of mind, a handheld electric fan turns on. And if I keep on holding it long enough, I've ascended.
He's almost halfway up. He's doing incredibly, folks.
The computer triggers a blender filled with ice and margarita mix, although it's only 10 a.m.
He's achieved blenderosity.
And no music?
Well, there we go.
Thank you.
As brainwave technology moves into the hands of artists and designers and creative types, we're going to see a lot more projects similar to The Ascent. A lot more projects that take EEG technology and let people experience something using the power of their mind.
Ariel Garten is the CEO of a Canadian company called Interaxon. Interaxon staged a nationwide art installation using EEGs during the last Winter Olympics. at a welcoming pavilion in Vancouver.
There, visitors to the Ontario House could control the lighting on the CN Tower, the Canadian Parliament buildings, and Niagara Falls with their mind from 3,000 kilometers across the country. That's a whole lot of miles, too.
People are now developing wheelchairs that are guided by EEGs, and inevitably, headsets that control video games. But using EEG as a glorified joystick misses the point, according to Henry Holtzman. He's the chief knowledge officer at MIT's Media Lab.
When people are trying to create these whiz-bang EEG-based interfaces, I think that they're reaching in the wrong direction, where they're trying to make you excited about the power of mind control. And I think about it more as an implicit to sort of figure out what's going on with you, how you're reacting to things, and then take that signal and feed it into how the system works.
One of Holtzman's students, Arlene Ducau, developed something called the Mind Rider. It's a bike helmet that displays the rider's state of mind as a green, yellow, or red light.
Are they happy, on task, concentrating well? In that case, maybe they're, you know, green.
Or if the rider has road rage, you'd know to keep clear.
You can't see what a person is thinking, you know. But if aspects of that can lead to sort of greater understandings and greater empathy for, you know, one person to another, one person to another person who's located remotely, or one person to another species even.
Cat ears.
Sorry?
Cat ears.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
The cat ears are this EEG toy you wear on your head.
They're called the Nekomimi cat ears, and they're just plain, just absolute out there bonkers.
Ariel Garten thinks they're more interesting than they sound.
And at first blush, those look like kind of a gimmicky idea. You're controlling some cute fuzzy cat ears with your mind and you look like a cute fuzzy raver. But these things are actually totally brilliant. This is an entirely new level of social signaling. This is a way for somebody to actually see your own state and get a signal and open a channel to you that wasn't there before. So in some ways, it's easy to write off things like, you know, fuzzy ears or levitating balls as gimmicks. But they're pretty fundamental shifts in what we can do and what we can communicate.
Which brings us back to the ascent. It looks like a gimmick, and it's totally whiz-bang. Yehuda Duenas thinks it's going to be big.
We're really interested in getting to Las Vegas, and we feel like it only benefits from getting more and more ridiculous.
But there's a real idea here. Using EEGs, Duenas makes high drama out of just relaxing. It demonstrates how hard it is to keep your mind clear when you're bombarded with stimulation. Kind of a perfect artwork for 21st century life. For Studio 360, I'm Mark Anderson.
You can see some images from the Ascent at studio360.org.